May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode of the Silsila Spiritual Cures. And by now you know that we try to provide some of the research of His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah regarding different types of tribulations, difficulties that the Ummah is facing. So tonight as well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are going to cover some of those difficulties. So it's helpful to have a notebook, a diary, that you can jot down quickly the important Madani pearls of advices and the wada'if, the invocations, the litanies, and you can use it as a reference book. As it is mentioned, ink is the best memory, and Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, capture knowledge by writing it down. How about we make some good intentions by remembering the beautiful hadith, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make the good intentions that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice, or at least I will try to share with other Muslims, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Salat ala Nabi. Durood-e Paak, if a person recites in abundance, there is benefit in this world and on the Day of Judgment as well. Just for reciting one Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person 10 rewards, 10 sins removed, and 10 times that person's status is elevated in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So don't stop with dhikrullah, recitation of Qur'an-i Paak, Durood-i Paak, istighfar. Don't stop with these good things. It will help us here and in the hereafter as well. We will request our director sahab, our team, to please go ahead with the first call for tonight. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I would like to learn Islamic teachings practically. Does Dawat-e-Islami have any such facilities available? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. That's the mindset to have. In fact, that's the starting point. That it's excellent that you want to learn the deen in a practical way. And absolutely, Dawat-e-Islami does have several facilities which are available to the public in order to train us, in order to do tarbiyah and to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for those who are already in this beautiful and uplifting environment, you just have to speak to them. And then you'll realize that, you know what, how much I'm missing out. But it's never too late. If you're listening to this message, it's not too late. Even if you cannot find any Madani Markaz, any Islamic center of Dawat-e-Islami close to you, then subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, online facilities and services are also available. Take for example, Faizan Online Academy. What a beautiful online institution that provides over 30 different courses on different subjects, different topics. For example, obligatory knowledge is there. How to perfect your recitation of Quran, Madani Qaida, how to make sure that your salah is in order, the Tahara course, purification course, Zakah course. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, so about 30 different courses are available that you can enroll in. All you have to do is type in QuranTeacher.net and it will take you to the page where you can access the different types of courses and enroll in any one of them. If you are looking for something that is more personalized, more like face-to-face, then subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Dawood Islami has its specialized classes for grown-ups. What we call Madrasatul Madina Balighan for males and Balighat for females. Of course, these are separate classes on separate times, separate days as well. That is where a qualified and experienced Muballigh, a preacher of Dawood Islami, teaches the basics of beliefs, the basics of your salah, your wudu, your ghusl, the basics of fiqh, what is some people call diniyat. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, that facility is also available. And if you want to get more personalized, more practical, mashallah azza wa jal, then for brothers in particular, we have the system of Madani Qafilas. Now Madani Qafila is known as, Qafila means caravan. And subhanallah, it is known as a mobile school, meaning at least 3 days in the month, a Madani Qafila will travel from one place to another place. Some people travel from one country to another country. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you can join there. You can give your name in there. And you spend the time in the best of all places, which is the masjid. So you're staying over in the masjid. And you have different types of Madani Halqas or study circles. You have Bayan, you have Dars. And you have these study circles where they teach practically the practical method of performing salah. They teach you practically that what is a practical method of making wudu properly, performing salah properly, and so much more. Even subhanAllah azza wa jal, the Quran is taught, Madani Qaida is taught, surahs of the Quran that normally people recite, Suratul Fatiha, Suratul Ikhlas, sometimes the last 10 surahs of the Quran. These things are taught, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And once you travel and you get the taste of it, subhanAllah azza wa jal, then you'll always want to keep going back because you're always learning something. It's always a new or different experience, subhanAllah azza wa jal. And then of course, there are the books, there are the booklets that are available. If you go to dawoodislami.net and you can download hundreds and hundreds of books and booklets on different types of topics that you can download for free and you can read yourself and forward to other Muslims as well. Take for example, laws of salah. It shows you that, okay, these are the sunan of your salah. These are your wajibat of salah, fara'id of salah. There's so much to learn, it's unbelievable. So either enroll in Faizan Online Academy or participate in any specialized classes for grown-ups at your local center of Dawood Islami or travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawood Islami. These are some of the facilities that are available to the public in order to learn Islam from authentic sources and to learn Islam practically as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
My question is, how can I remove evil whisperings? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Evil whisperings, waswasa, as we call it. Now, this waswasa is created from shaitan. And we are advised by the mashayikh, by the ulama, the scholars of Islam, to stay away from anything or any person that triggers bad thoughts, evil thoughts, or bad behaviors and habits. If you know that, you know, when I'm in that environment, when I'm with that person, when I'm doing this thing, then usually some bad thoughts enter into my mind. Evil, sinful thoughts enter into the mind. Then you need to identify that and you need to stay away from that. Even if the person is your best friend, how can that person be your best friend? They are there perhaps for entertainment purposes, to make you laugh or to be your audience, to laugh at your jokes or to go out to places that we should not be going out to. So you need to identify, number one, that what are those things, who are those people that when I'm around them, when I'm doing those things, then they trigger bad thoughts or sinful thoughts. And we need to cut our losses. We need to stay away from doing those things or associating ourselves with that individual. It is not healthy for our spiritual growth. It is not healthy for us to develop ourselves and to refine our character as well. There is a blessed hadith that is mentioned. In fact, it is mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih under the chapter Babul Waswasa, the chapter of satanic whispers, the summary of which is that one should act like they are spitting 3 times towards the left side. So you turn towards your left and you spit 3 times without any saliva coming out. Just make the sound like that. It is mentioned by Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullah ta'ala ali, who comments on this blessed hadith that this spit will fall on the face of shaitan. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It will fall on the face of shaitan and it will disgrace him. He's already disgraced. It will further humiliate, disgrace him and drive him away. And often shaitan, he often approaches a person from the left side in order to whisper his evil whisperings. You see, shaitan cannot make us do anything. He cannot force us to do. He gives the ideas. He plants the seeds of evil deeds or the idea, the concept of evil in the heart, in the mind. And then it's up to us whether we accept that, we choose to do that or not. So actually, we are accountable for our actions on the Day of Judgment. Even if we blame shaitan, shaitan is going to say, I didn't make anybody do anything. I just whispered the idea. They chose to follow that path. They chose to commit that sin to try and absolve himself. Because he knows his ultimate destination is the fire eternally. So be careful of this. He normally approaches from the left side in order to plant those evil whisperings into the heart, into the mind. Turn to your left side, spit 3 times with the sound only, as if you are spitting on the face of shaitan to further disgrace him and drive him away. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are other things to recite. There are other things to do as well. The moment that evil idea enters the mind, then recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Seek refuge in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against shaitan. And then you recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Then you recite Suratul Nas, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. The whole surah. Recite this. Inshallah, by the time you get to the end, that evil whispering will be removed. So if we have sincerity, we have full trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we act upon these wada'if, these invocations, this advice of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of turning to the left and spitting, inshallah azza wa jal, those evil thoughts will disappear. You can actually find these wada'if, these litanies and invocations in a lovely book called Satanic Whispers and Cures for Them. It's not a very lengthy book. In one sitting you can finish it, but believe me, it is loaded with madani pearls of advices, with examples as well. How shaitan, how he tries to mislead a person, what kind of waswasa and evil whisperings he enters into the hearts and the minds. And read it. You can download from dawoodislami.net. Read it yourself. Act upon it and share with others as well. It's not sufficient just to know these wada'if. Okay, we learnt it now. Simple, easy things. But implement it. The next time an evil whispering enters the mind, act on it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will gain its blessings. If you want to taste the sweetness of your knowledge, then we have to practice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and share with others. Please play the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, are there any advantages of being sick? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. MashaAllah Azawajal, a person may feel that, you know, advantages of sickness, are there any advantages? And yes, there are some advantages for that person who has any type of sickness. I'll share with you in a moment some of the hadith, some of the fragrant sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the advantages and the great benefit actually of those people who are going through different types of sicknesses, different types of diseases, illnesses, and listen to it carefully. And so the next time when you are sick or somebody else is sick that is close to you, somebody that you know, or even if you don't, you can share this with them to make their minds in order to deal with that difficulty, with that problem that they are going through. It doesn't have to be a sickness as such. Even if there's some calamity that the person is experiencing, then if we remember these sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it will help us to cope better. Because for how long a person is going to be sick? A decade? Some people are sick for a long time. Some people have sicknesses that there's no cure for. In reality, there is a cure for everything except for al-maut, except for death. Yes, maybe the doctors, scientists have not discovered the cures, but eventually they will. But let's say if a person is sick for an extended period of time, then instead of complaining, yes, take your medication. Go through whatever ilaj treatments are there. Because Dawood Islami has a department called Spiritual Cures, where free treatments are given, free istikhara checkings and ilaj treatments, wada'if, litanies, like we are sharing with you this evening, are given to patients. And if they are done properly, then the success rate is very high. So that facility is available. Whilst doing all those things, still, if a person is not recovering, they should keep these sayings in mind. This will be like a coping mechanism. With patience, there is lots and lots of rewards for patiently bearing that problem, that difficulty. Take, for example, a person who has this pain in their leg. It's a major pain. Whenever they walk, they're feeling the pain. But over a period of time, they end up getting used to it. Not to say they don't feel the pain. They feel the pain, but still, they don't let that hold them back. They still continue with whatever work they usually do, whether at work, at home, going outside, doing whatever it is, going here and there, walking here and there. So they're still fulfilling whatever obligations they have, but they've learned to tolerate the pain. So we need to build our tolerance levels. We need to learn these coping mechanisms as well. And we need to show and build that resilience. So we bounce back with the pain. We continue for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in a narration that if Allah Almighty afflicts somebody with a bodily illness, that illness is therefore the cause of forgiveness for that person. Think about it. When you visit a person, what do you tell them? La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. That don't worry about this. Insha'Allah, Allah willing, this is to purify you. Now here we're not talking about physical purification, we're talking about purification from sins. And believe me, we know ourselves. We know the sins we commit. We know our shortcomings, our flaws, our defects. Imagine if that person who has some chronic disease, maybe cancer, maybe something else, and because of that, they observe patience, and therefore their sins are forgiven, so that on the day of judgment, maybe they have no sins. Through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person will thank Allah azza wa jal, that, Ya Allah, thank you for giving me the sickness, because now I don't have any sins. But before that time comes, now is the time to develop this mentality, this mindset, that I thank you, Ya Allah, for giving me the sickness to remove my sins. But yes, you should also make dua for shifa, for cure, because a human being is like that. Many of us are impatient. We want instant gratification. We want the cure and we want it now. That is upon the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the resolver of problems. He is the curer of all sicknesses. So turn to Allah azza wa jal, make dua to Him. Keep this in mind, this narration, that it's a cause, a means of forgiveness for that person. And similarly, another blessed hadith mentions, when a believer gets sick, Almighty Allah purifies him from sins like a furnace cleans the rust of iron. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And again, another beautiful hadith. The sins of the sick fall just as the leaves of a tree fall. Sins are being removed. But if I am impatient, if I'm only complaining, if I'm cursing or cussing, if I'm doing all of these wrong things, I'm not reading my salahs, I'm indifferent to other people, I'm screaming and shouting, not reading salah, not fulfilling rights, because I'm in pain, how are my sins going to be removed when I'm piling more sins on my head for hurting other Muslims, for screaming and shouting at others, especially those who are trying to help us, our family members or friends? So keep these narrations in mind. It is also mentioned, subhanallah azza wa jal, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, I have made dependency a prison and illness a chain and tie with them whomsoever I like amongst the creation. When a person becomes sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends two angels towards that person. They go and see him, that they go to see what he's saying. If the sick person praises Allah azza wa jal, then the angels, they humbly state his saying to Allah azza wa jal. And Almighty Allah is of course fully aware. It is stated by Almighty Allah, if I give this bondsman death due to his sickness, I will make him enter Jannah. I will make him enter paradise. And if I grant him health, I will give him better flesh and blood than before and forgive his sins. It's a win-win situation. But this is how we need to condition our minds in order to bear those sicknesses with patience. And again, I'm saying, take your meds, take your ilaj treatments, continue making dua for shifa, and have patience at the same time. Focusing on these types of sayings, that because of the sickness, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person maut, death, that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is saying, I'll make him enter paradise. And if I grant him good health, I'll give him a better flesh and blood than before, and I will forgive his sins. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How amazing is that? That is a good news. That is actually glad tidings. It is hope for that person who feels hopeless. And let me share one more beautiful hadith with you. that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when a person is ill, or if a person is traveling, then those deeds are written for him that he used to do in good health or when he was at home. So perhaps because of the sickness, you can't do the good deeds anymore that you used to do. A person is maybe bedridden. They can't stand to offer salah. They can't go out and help the underprivileged. They can't go out and help people or give sadaqah or charity. Whatever it may be, whatever good they were doing in their good health that they are unable to do now because of their sickness, then those good acts, their rewards, those deeds are written down for this sick person. Similarly for a traveler. A traveler is out on the road, far from home, back home. He used to do these good things, these good deeds. That too is written down for the person. So keep hope alive. Bear whatever sickness it is with patience whilst focusing on these beautiful and uplifting sayings which help one as coping mechanisms. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, what dua can be recited for protection against aggressive people? Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. We live in such a world that, you see, people, we need to understand something. People have different temperaments. Some get angry quickly, but cool down quickly. Some, it takes them long to get angry and long to calm down. The best person is the one that it takes him a long time till he becomes upset and angry, but he cools down quickly. We should strive to be this kind of a person. Whether in your home, whether at work, for those who are in college, university, out there, you're going to deal with people that you don't like. Their behavior, their approach, how they conduct themselves. Some people out there, it becomes part of their habit to use vulgar words, obscenities. If they don't do that, then they feel they cannot express themselves. They don't have the confidence to express themselves clearly and eloquently without cussing, without using these vulgar words. And even some so-called professional people, some influencers on social media, you see it, you hear it. If they don't use the swear word, they cannot get the message across. So you're going to come across these people. All you have to do is be the better person. Take your necessary precautions as much as you can. Don't be around that person. Don't let that person be in your circle, in your environment. Sometimes you can't help it. Maybe that person is in your department, in your campaign, in your office. Maybe that person is your employer, your manager, your teacher. If you feel there won't be any repercussions, sit the person down, ask for some time, discuss the matter clearly but politely with them, that you say these things, you talk to me like this, you treat me like this. Please, I'm a human being. I have feelings. I have emotions. That's on one side. If you feel, you know what, there's not going to be any issues later on. There's not going to be any grudges. So nicely, amicably, with politeness, discuss the matter. Learn conflict resolutions. Conflict resolutions are available. You go into the internet, you'll find tips and ways in order to get your message across to the person to resolve the matter. If you need to, in extreme situations, if you need to try to learn self-defense techniques, if the person is really aggressive and he wants to physically assault you, try to calm the person down. Maybe the person is screaming and shouting at you. You need to develop individually your emotional intelligence. So don't internalize. It's easy to say these things, but you need to work at it. It doesn't just happen. Just by reading a few articles or tips, it's not going to just happen. It needs to be absorbed. It needs to be applied. That you don't internalize and take things personally. A person who does this is going to crack, is going to slide into the slope of depression. He said this to me, he did this to me, he swore at me. Emotional intelligence, make it strong. Develop the ability to bounce back, resilience. Learn effective communication skills. These things are going to help. Learn assertiveness. They will help greatly. So you're going to calm the person down. Try to appeal to their sense of reasoning. Again, don't be around those people if you don't have to. Don't venture into those areas that you know is prone to maybe violence or criminal activities. With those ideas, those things that we can apply in our lives, recite 29 times. Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu. 29 times, Durood Sharif once before and after. And blow on yourself, do dam. You can do the same for your family members, maybe your spouse, kids, parents, for your personal protection, preferably before you leave the house. If you need to talk to that individual and you know he's a temperamental person and anything just ticks him off, then try to recite 41 times, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu. 41 times, through the park once before and after, and blow towards them without them noticing it. Obviously, these things need to be done with the correct intentions. The following can also be done. Take a clean piece of paper and write down 65 times. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 65 times on a clean piece of paper and keep it with you. You can fold it up like a ta'weez, an amulet. Keep it with you. You can make one, keep it in your drawer, at work, or wherever it is that you know you are facing this problem, this difficulty, this aggression from some person or people. Allah willing, that person who does so will be protected against the harshness of cruel people. When you do these things, then do it with full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do it half-heartedly. Let's give it a try. Let's see if it helps me. No, with full, you know, the correct intentions, good intentions for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, and your full trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. The following should also be recited 75 times. Then you make sajda. Thereafter, you say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, that certain person who has wronged me, save me from his evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person protection, the one who does this. So read 75 times, Ya Mudhillu, Ya Mu'izzu, Ya Mudhillu, Ya Mu'izzu, Ya Mudhillu, Ya Mu'izzu. Easy. 75 times, Durood-e Paak once before and after, going to sajda, then say, Ya Allah Azawajal, O Allah, that certain person who has wronged me, save me from their evil. And I want to quickly share one more with you. If there's a danger from any nation, any group of people, then this dua that I'm going to recite for you should be made daily. If you can, after every salah, even better, or at least once a day. The dua is, Allahumma inna naja'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. O Allah Azza wa Jal, we ask you to be against these enemies and we seek your refuge from their evil ways. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, who can be against you? If you have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, what more do you want? So don't leave dua. Make dua. After every salah, depending on how severe your personal situation is, constantly make dua. Turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's have another call, please. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is there such a thing as a white lie?
A white lie. I wonder where the origin of this is, a white lie. Well, in Islam, there's certainly no such thing as a white lie. The thing is, we lie to ourselves. We bluff ourselves for those who do it. That, no, it's nothing. I'm just bluffing you. If you lied to the person, you lied. Make tawbah and don't do it again. The Quran mentions in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 30, وَجَتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, and avoid false speech. There are so many different narrations with regards to the consequences of lying. Don't be deceived. This is also part of the whisperings of Shaitan, that he tries to beautify and decorate sins. This is one of them. It's just a white lie, man. It's nothing. In Islam, there are certain places specifically that one is allowed to lie. For example, to go to two Muslims that are not on talking terms, fighting with each other, maybe not talking to each other, no communication at all, to go to either one in order to try and patch up their relationship. That you go to one and say that the other one is talking highly of you and is missing your company when he didn't say that. And vice versa as well, with the intention of helping them to patch it up. So these times, that is allowed. But we must not use that as a springboard to apply it anywhere and just say that it's a white lie. That telling a lie is the greatest treachery. And that when a person speaks a lie, the angel moves away a mile because of the foul stench and stink that comes out. Even if we can't get the stink, maybe because there's too many lies being spoken that we're so used to that smell. So no, there is no such thing as a white lie in Islam. Lies will destroy your reputation. Speak only that which is the truth. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.